Okay, so when I was reading about you just in preparation for talking to you, the first thing that I thought was like, oh my God, he has three kids. How are you surviving?
Well, we are, I feel like we've been really fortunate. I've got a little farm that's about 20 minutes away from the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had always planned on building there. We just hadn't been able to get to that yet. But still, it's a place to go. And, like, even if I just, sometimes I'll just, to give her a break, I'll just get the kids, take them for a ride. It takes us 20 minutes to get there. Go ride around a little bit. They come back, and I'm gone for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Kids get out of the house. I get out of the house. Sarah has a minute. And then she does the same thing. But, you know, it for sure is testing, you know.
That's a nice way to say it, I feel like.
It's definitely testing, but you know, we could be stuck in an apartment, like,
amen,
you know, in a big city somewhere. And I'm thankful that I, you know, I think about those folks that are going through that a lot. I think about them a lot, and so I'm really just thankful to be where we are. And I mean, it's still been a challenge, but I thought, you know, we're not complaining. We're definitely definitely been trying to take advantage of the positive sides of everything.
Yeah, totally. I think the space and getting outside is huge, right? Like, actually having that farm is huge for you guys.
It's been humongous.
So are you helping at all with the homeschooling situation?
So, yeah. So some of the stuff that, you know, if it's like kind of, yeah, Sarah's been taking care of most of it, okay?
Busted! There's
some things that come along every now and then that she's like, I can't remember how to do something.
I know.
I'm like, I know, so I have to sit down and kind of give it a second kind of glance, too, to kind of brush back up on it.
Yeah.
You know, but she has really kind of done, been a little overwhelming for her because she's kind of did it on her own, you know.
Right.
Folks are doing like some home learning, like, let's do some learn about some real stuff, you know. And then recently the school's kind of sent in like this whole syllabus and all the stuff, and like it's pretty in depth, and it's like, you know, 20 emails in a row.
Yes.
Get a little overwhelmed with that, just that daunting first thing. But we kind of broke it down a little bit yesterday, and it's not going to be quite as bad as I think I was able to calm her down about it a little bit. But, you know, we've also been learning life, you know,
just right,
things that are, it's like, I haven't had the opportunity really to be home enough to go do things like get on that farm and like teach Dakota how to drive a stick shift, how to hook up a trailer, how to change a tire, how to,
right,
you know, and like just things that, that they're out there working with me, you know, and
right,
they're learning, and but they also are having fun doing it, and they're, you know, learning just real life kind of tasks.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably never do learn, and maybe it's not like necessity, but like when I was growing up, it teaches you common sense things, and that teaches you to be able to figure stuff out on your own later in life, you know? And so that's kind of how I've been looking at it too.
So that's the University of Lee, it sounds like. That sounds, yeah, pretty good though. I don't know about you guys, but my boyfriend and I, our happy hours keep getting a little bit earlier and earlier after homeschool. Is that happening at your house?
Yeah, it's definitely not a time though to, it's not been a great time to say, okay, I'm going to take off the drinking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nobody's doing that right now. What else have you found yourself doing anything just out of the ordinary to pass the time?
Well, you know, we always got it. My little girl, she is like a freak about the hot tub. She's two years old. We got a little hot tub outside the pool. And I usually would come home off the road and we'd get out there. I was kind of the only one. Sarah don't swim a whole lot, but she'll get out to the sunshine. But I used to get in that hot tub. Like, now it's like every single morning, first thing she wants to do, Daddy, can we get a hot tub? So, I mean, we spent a good bit of time, amount of time in the hot tub recently. But man, no, it's kind of the same stuff that I did do, but I just didn't get enough time to do it. So like grilling and, you know, always had to rush because I was home for one day, or, you know, I'd be home for a day and a half.
Right.
So, but yeah, like I said, it's just been random things that like we built a raft yesterday out of some old bamboo, and like we tied stuff together with some wax string, and just, you know, projects, little things like that that are fun for them. Some of them are actual work that I'm getting done. I'm like, oh,
you're accomplishing some things.
Yeah, well, I take a ride around the farm and come back with two trash bags full of trash. Find it, whoever, you know what I mean. So I mean, nothing too different, just more of the stuff and more in-depth stuff. Like, it's like, you know, to be honest with you, it's like, even one of the best parts of this is the fact that, you know, yes, we are kind of stuck and at all times with the kids, but I'm also getting to know my kids even better. It's like a whole other level of, you know, when you really, you start to notice, like, it's, you know, if you, your patience gets tested, then you can go, okay, now let me teach myself how, you know, and so I think when this is all said and done, so many people are going to appreciate so many little things. And, I mean, that list goes on and on and on. And one of those things, you know, for me is getting down their level and really, really getting to know who they are at heart. You know, that they're, see, my kids are different ages, you know, and it's like 11 and 6 and 2. And so when a child is really so young, you know, you do fun stuff with them and, you know, you have your little moments with them, but like when you're spending all day, every day with them, you know, you just naturally dig deeper, you know?
Yeah, and, you have to, right?
There's they've always obviously had different personalities and things, but now it just feels like, you know, I'm kind of getting on a whole other level. So I'm thankful for this time with them.
I love that mentality too, because it really does stretch you, I'm sure, as a parent, as a person. You're learning a lot about them and also about yourself.
Yes, that is very true. And, you know, even in the professional side of things, you know, it's like, I guess I've been working so hard for so long. And then now, granted, I've still been doing, I've having to kind of figure out other things to do, which has been kind of uncomfortable, trying to do all the stuff online,
right?
You know, and trying to learn how to play music like in this capacity and just stay relevant in some way, shape or form. But I mean, you know, I've learned a lot about the fact that I have almost an issue. Like, I have to get up and do something or else I'm learning to be able to just sit still.
To be still.
Take in a moment and like, so yeah, definitely learning stuff about myself, positive and negative.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the work stuff, because, you know, every artist that I've talked to, it was so bizarre just the way our industry essentially disappeared in about a week's time, you know? I know you were nominated for the single of the year with the ACMs, and the ACMs kind of went away, which was weird, for your song Rumor. So was that a huge bummer for you, or were you able to kind of just take it in stride?
Man, I take that in stride. I mean, I personally, those, the award shows are very cool.
And yeah.
They really have changed some lives. Like, once you're on there, maybe singing or something, it really gives you, a lot of artists have had a career, big boost in their careers because they had a chance to be on TV and a lot of things like that. But I just kind of take those awards with, I feel like the success of what I do has just been the fact that I get to get paid, be on the road,
yeah,
like making music and producing music and writing songs. That's my gift. And so the award shows are always just kind of extra for me, you know?
Yeah.
And so I totally take that in stride. That wasn't really a bummer. In fact, it was kind of nice to be home and not have to go fly off to Vegas and do
right. The
whole 4 days. You know what I mean? It's, we just had more time at home, and that it all boils down to that a lot of times with this work. But like I said, I have a record that I'm finishing now. So, and it's still due. If I'm trying to get it out this year, it's still due in like 4 weeks.
Oh,
I'm
my, like, gosh.
Look at my house. I'm having to do some old school engineering like I grew up doing and get vocals done and get stuff done in my house to send over to get some songs, you know, finished. And
right.
So there's been two sides of this, you know, not working, but I think I've been working. I swear sometimes I think I'm working twice as hard.
Yeah. It's just a different balance, I think, for sure. So your songwriting is such a big part of your career. I mean, you write all your stuff, but you've also written for huge artists like Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks, Kenny Chesney. And obviously you have the huge hit Crazy Girl by, that was sung by Eli Young. So are you writing still, or how would that work at home?
Yeah, you know, I love to write at home. I never really got that. For the last years, I've been writing more on the road because I've just been on the road the whole time.
Right.
I do come home. In fact, I built a studio on my bus so that when I'm gone, I'm getting that writing and that studio work done so that when I did get home for that day or two that week, I wasn't going back to work. And so it's been nice to be at home and get back with a lot of co-writers and things that I just haven't really been able to connect with over the last few years. But I kind of halted my songwriting here because of this whole trying to get this record done in the next month. You know, it's
like, right.
Okay, I got the songs. I got plenty of songs. It's time to go get in there and actually record them. You know, we've got about half the record done, but that's a lot. That's a lot to do in 4 weeks. So I'm just buckling down upstairs, and luckily I built a little studio in this house whenever we got into this house, and it's been a savior, you know, that it's there and it's up and running. So,
oh my gosh, especially right now.
Yeah.
Well, the current single is called One of Them Girls. I mean, it's pretty quickly climbing the charts. I read that it was the number one most added at country radio on release week. Tell us about the song a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it for sure is. It's been our fastest rising thing. It debuted higher than we've ever had a song debut. And we've had some pretty big hits, you know?
Yeah.
And it was sitting at number, you know, one on the charts, on the, you know, Apple charts. It was just doing a lot of cool stuff that it's only been out a week. So we're excited about it. And man, you know, the song is kind of the song. I think the video took it to a whole nother level as what the song can be taken at.
How so? Tell us more.
Well, I mean, you know, so the song is just a simple, it feels good. You're one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label. You know, it's like this strong, kind of minded, simple, not too wild, kind of down to earth girl is what the song is all about. But it just feels good, right?
Yeah.
But it went to another level video. We took her to where she's really a hero. I mean, she's literally a firefighter. She's a single mom, but she's still like fun, and like she still gets through, and she doesn't complain about. I mean, she's just a kind of like a superwoman in this video, and it really just it celebrates first responders. It celebrates strong, confident women, you know, but simple, you know, and not trying too hard to do anything. You know, she was dressed kind of just chill, you know, jeans and a flannel shirt, and like we didn't really do a bunch of makeup or anything like that. We kept it very, and so she just seems like the coolest chick that you just want to go hang out with, you know what
yes.
I mean? Like you just want to go hang with, and like so it took it to another level. I mean, she helps pull a you know, an old man out of a burning car, and like, I mean, it's a whole nother, and then she's back home with her little girl that she's a single mother to.
Wow.
You know? And so it's pretty powerful, actually, to be such a kind of just down the middle fun song. We took the video and really gave it a story, a true story, and I love doing that with videos, making them something completely beyond or different than what the song actually says sometimes. You know, everybody can imagine, you know, a normal video with the song saying and just do that, but I just wanted to do something different with it, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback on the video itself too, so that's been fun. But yeah, I mean, it was just a song that the night before I recorded, I had a date set, and we were going in to record three songs, and we were one of those songs we figured was our single, and we went in, except the night before I got a wild hair at 10 o'clock, and I said, I just feel like I want to write for some reason. So I went in, called my buddies up. We, at 4 o'clock that morning, finished the song
and had
a work tape done, and we were supposed to be in the studio at 9 for these other songs. I played it at 5 o'clock in the morning for my two co-producers, and they flipped out, and we cut it first. We cut the other songs off the list, and that's what was our first single.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that doesn't happen very much.
No.
A Cinderella story, like, as far as songwriting goes. And so that's one of the coolest stories about the song.
I love that, too, because I think a lot of times, once you get into, you know, the level of success that you've gotten into, a lot of this becomes a little more, you know, business-oriented or scheduled. And that just goes to show that when creativity comes, you got to roll with it.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the best times to write. Now, do I believe in hard work and getting up, whether you feel like it?
Sure.
Or do you write appointments? Yes, of course. And you, I have so many days where you go, I sure didn't feel like writing today, but I'm sure glad we came in and wrote this song.
Right.
It's special. But when the inspiration hits, like when you were a kid and you wanted to go write, you know, that just doesn't happen all the time. So when that hits, I usually trust it. And Sarah is so good about it. You know, she's like, it's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, but the last time I had this feeling, I went and wrote, I don't dance.
Right.
She's like, go.
Yeah. Well, also killing it on the charts right now is your duet with Carly Pearce, I Hope You're Happy Now. You sing your ass off on that song, by the way. Tell me how that collaboration came about.
Man, what a cool story. First of all, I mean, they just wrote a great song. So just right. kudos to them for writing a great song. But it was pretty simple. It was like my manager texted me, goes, hey, man, would you ever be interested in doing a duet with Carly Pearce? I said, well, and I'd hung with Carly just enough to, like, you know, we had done some shows together, so I saw her. I've seen her play, and I'd seen her in just a guitar world, too. So, like, you know, I knew that she could just sit there and kind of sing, and she didn't have to have a bunch of stuff covered. So I knew she was extremely talented.
Right.
And she was just always cool and chill to hang out with. So I said, well, yeah, I mean, I would for sure consider. I said, it really just kind of depends on the song. I said, he said, that's all I need to know. I said, well, tell him to send me over the song. So they sent the song. And I immediately texted back, absolutely, I'm in, because it was such a cool throwback country, true country duet like I grew up listening to, and I just loved it. And the only catch was, so they said, okay, we love it. Now, we needed to get this thing sung like yesterday. when can you come in and sing it? I said, well, I'm not going to be home for like another 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
To get home. I said, but lucky for you, I have a studio on my bus. So that day, I put down a vocal. I sent it to him, and I got one comment back because I just went in blind and just sang it kind of how. So Luke Combs he's a co-writer on the song, and he had sang it, you know, it was his voice that was on
the
demo at that point. And so I just kind of, because I didn't know what they really wanted, I just kind of sang it like him, because I figured that's kind of what they wanted, you know, that's how they wrote the song. And the only thing I got back was Carly said, hey, she said, I love Luke, and I love this performance, and it sounds like you got a studio that we can, it's awesome, so we're good. She said, but would you mind, like, just giving it one more shot and, like, just do that lead thing? I was like, well, I don't know what that lead thing is. I was like, but, I mean, I tried to, you know, stay in his world. She said, yeah. She said, but I want you to do that thing. And I go, well, listen, I don't know what that is. But I said, but I'll go in and sing it how I would sing it. And so I did. And it was all bells and whistles from there. She was like, this is so great. And so, you know, they had it mixed back within a couple of days. It was done, and it was out. They sent it to the radio like the next week. So,
wow.
And you know, and I wasn't sure how accepted it was going to be or not, because it was so classic kind of country, you know.
Yeah.
That didn't mean I loved it any less. I was still proud to be on it. I didn't know if it was going to be a hit or not. I figured it was either going to be a real big hit or it just might not work. I didn't know. But it sure hit hard, and it is still hitting hard. We just broke top 10.
Yes.
It just sounded good on the radio. And yes, it was high. Like, it was reaching. I was stretching to try to get that thing sung, you know?
Yeah, but don't you feel like, I mean, maybe the Lee thing that she's talking about that I heard was just the soul behind it, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like even if it was a stretch, that's what, it kind of works with the lyrics for that, you know? And it just, you really feel it.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the stuff I grew up loving, was to
reach
and sing for songs. Like, Love Like Crazy has that big note in it. That's because I grew up listening to Edwin McCain and, like, hitting out that big notes on I'll Be and, like, all this holding those notes. That's what I love.
Yes.
So really reaching for it. And being a singer's singer is why I got into this, because I just love to sing. So I enjoyed it. I just haven't pushed myself that far. As a lead vocal, you know, on many things, especially not stuff that I put out. And so I think it was kind of funny because so many people were like, man, like, I didn't know you sang like that. I'm like, well, have you ever been to one of my shows?
Right.
But I do realize that not a lot of stuff on the radio have I had to push myself that far on.
Right.
It worked out though, because a lot of people are happy to hear like something a little different.
That's exactly, the first time I heard it, I remember being like, wait, who is that? And then I almost didn't recognize your voice at first. So then when I Shazammed it, I'm like, oh, damn, okay. It was amazing. Well, tell fans what can they look forward to? I know you're finishing the album up in the next couple months. Do you have a release date?
Well, I think they have the release date. I mean, it's fall.
Okay.
I'd have to make a call, but like the goal is if I can get it done, they'll have it all set up and do all the things they need to do to have a record out by the fall, you know, or at the latest, probably, you know, early winter. So, but yeah, the record, I mean, it's a little more country than I have been doing lately. And it's just kind of randomly worked that way. I wrote some songs that I just felt like writing, and they're just, I don't know. I just kind of felt my country bones coming out of me. It's very soulful. It does have some very groovy stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's got a little edge on it, but it's got a couple of really special monsters on there. So, I mean, I feel like one of them girls is one of the kind of middle of the pack, if not, you know, lower on the pack
of, oh, wow,
some of the rest of the songs are on the record. So I'm so excited for one of them girls. But I also played a lot of stuff for radio through the last year and a half of making this record, and for people that have, like, I think what they hear is a future on this record. They hear more songs, and so I think they love to hear something easy going from me, but they're also excited to get the other stuff on the record too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I know all of us at home are just really excited for new music. So bring it on. Can you tell people where they can find you online? Are you doing any, I know a lot of artists are doing the lives or any sort of Instagram stories. Are you doing any of that?
I'm doing some of it, and I've done a lot of like I even did, I mean, I did Fox and Friends via, you know,
yeah,
phone, and like I've done some charity stuff. I did a couple of, they even called them, festivals, you know, here this past weekend.
Right.
It's like once a week trying to do, it's either a charity or I'm doing, setting up some, my own little thing. I mean, I love it. You know, I really do. And I think that my favorite part about doing these things are that I do a song or whatever, and they've heard that before, and that's cool. But then it's the moment whenever they're all talking to me. And so I'm able to kind of go, yeah, I'm really looking at the comments and questions. And I enjoy that part of it so much because I don't get to do that at a concert.
Sure. Really.
I can talk to them, but they can't talk to me a whole lot.
Right.
And so it's really cool to be able to do that in the midst of a concert. But yeah, I mean, you know, Lee Bryce, everything, you know, I do more like Twitter than,
okay,
anything. And then Sarah does a bunch of Instagram stuff, and I follow her, and basically I just put out the stuff she puts out because she's so good at it, and it's all of our family and us, and then,
yeah,
and but yeah, I'm on all that stuff, and we've been more engaged, you know, because we've been home.
Exactly, because you have the time.
You know, I've been sending personal videos to people, and just all kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Random fans, and so yeah, I've been doing the stuff. It's a little bit more scattered than some of the other artists some of them have, you know, I don't know, a concert series they're doing. I don't know, but we're still working on that part. But I've just been so bogged with getting this record done.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of important for me to get.
Absolutely. Well, I know I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure everyone else out there is too. And we will be keeping you and Sarah in our thoughts and prayers with the three children at home.
Well, right back at you. We appreciate it. And but we're going to be all right. We're all going to be all right.
We're all going to be all right.
And I think that on the other side, like I said, this whole world's going to learn a lot from it. I think most people, even the ones that aren't, you know, that wouldn't normally take a good lesson, you know, too well, I think they're going to take some good lessons away from this. And I think that the world might be an even better place, you know, at the end of the day, because maybe there's going to be some people with some changed hearts and changed attitudes, you know.
I love that. I actually agree. And I'm really curious to see what sticks for us in our society, yeah, you know.
We'll see. But, you know, God has a plan. So
I agree.
That's what I've been kind of saying the whole time. And I think Sarah's usually kind of a freaker outer about things.
Yeah.
And she has been so good through this all. She's really believed, just like myself, that, you know, God, this is, you know, God's in this too. And there's, you know, there's a plan.
Something bigger's going on for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you.
But yeah, it's been great to talk to you. And if you ever need anything, I'm right here. You got my cell. And we're, you know where we'll be.
Same place as all of us. Well, Lee, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you
soon. Okay. Bye.